Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. Today you have joined us in our continuing study on the subject of theology. These lessons are geared to train men for the ministry. There is nothing original with me in these lessons, as there is nothing new under the sun according to the Word of God. We'll get right into our lesson on backsliding right after this. Hello once again, and welcome back to our continuing study on Systematic Theology 2. This is lesson number 22 in our series. We now come to the teaching on backsliding. The doctrine of backsliding deals mostly and primarily in the Old Testament, because it is an Old Testament term that is never used in the New Testament. It's only used concerning Israel, but we can apply it in a practical and a devotional sense in the New Testament, and that's what we're going to do. We often hear people being backslidden. Some of us often feel we're backslidden. So I want to repeat again that this term backsliding, backslidings, backslider, are all used in the Old Testament concerning Israel, as a matter of fact. We find 16 references in the Old Testament concerning these words. The only time you find the word backslider is in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 14. And there it says, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways." The term backsliding and backsliding are found in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 19. God uses that term concerning Israel. He says, "Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backslidings shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is a wicked thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts." Then also in Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 6, God says of Israel, "The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done?" He goes on to say, "She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot." Then in the same chapter in verse 8, he says, "I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I have put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister, Judah, feared not, but went and played the harlot also." Then in verse 11 and 12, God speaks of backsliding Israel. 14 and 22, God speaks of backsliding children. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 6, God says, "Their backslidings are increased." Then in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 5, he says, "Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return." Notice that Israel is far from repentance. They just go on and on and on in their backsliding, no matter what message God sends by his prophet. In this case, by the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 14 and verse 7, Jeremiah cries out to God, "O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee." He confesses the sins of Israel in their backsliding. In Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 22, God asks Israel, "How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter?" Then in Jeremiah chapter 49 and verse 4, God speaks once more to Israel, saying, "Wherefore gloriest thou in the valleys, thy flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, that trusted in her treasure, saying, Who shall come unto me?" Then in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 16, God speaks through the prophet Hosea, saying once again to Israel, "For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place." In Hosea 11 and verse 7, God says, "And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they call them to the Most High. None at all would exalt him." And then in Hosea chapter 14 and verse 4, God says, "I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him." The one thing that runs consistently through these scriptures is the fact that God is speaking of Israel, his people. Doctrinally, then, we have to conclude that the doctrine of backsliding in the Word of God speaks concerning Israel. Now, we may apply the cry, my people, to Christians, but it's talking about Israel. But from a devotional, practical application, we're going to use it and see if we can learn some things concerning possible, what we would term, backsliding in the New Testament, though it is never used in the New Testament. The word itself is never used. The principle is there. We have to be very careful now, because we're not doctrinally speaking at this point. We're speaking strictly from a devotional standpoint, from a practical standpoint in the New Testament. So as we've seen already, the Bible says the backslider in heart. So backsliding is a heart condition. When we speak of the New Testament Christian being backslidden in a devotional sense, we're talking about a heart condition that's manifested in the life of the Christian. It's important to understand that backsliding starts in the heart. That's why we have to guard our hearts. We have to guard against thinking we stand, because we could fall awful easy. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. It's so easy for us to think that we cannot fall. That's our pride. Look what God says about pride in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Our pride can lead to us being backslidden in our hearts. It's important to guard against this heart condition, because it's a subtle and deceptive condition, just like our heart is deceptive. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? How our heart can mislead us, fool us, trick us, and lie to us. Don't follow your heart. Follow the Savior. The fall, which is spoken of in 1 Corinthians 10:12, listen to what it says. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. The fall spoken of here is not dealing with losing our salvation. In fact, we read in Proverbs 24 and verse 16 that it is possible for a just man to fall. But it's very plain that when the just man falls, he gets up, while when the wicked falls, he falls into mischief. Listen to what God says. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. We have committed our souls to the Savior's keeping, and thus we cannot be lost. We are eternally secure in him. I know whom I have believed. Some use the idea of a Christian backsliding. They say he's fallen from grace, quoting Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4. So let's read what Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4 says. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. Ye are fallen from grace. So we see that this is not speaking to those who have trusted in Christ, but those who are trusting the law to get them saved. It's not talking to a believer who's placed his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. This scripture has nothing to do with a Christian, but rather has to do with a lost man seeking to get saved by his works. For the scripture is dealing with someone who is trusting the law, not the Savior. That's what it says. In Galatians 2 and verse 16, we read, it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Did you get that? By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if we believed in Jesus Christ, then are we justified by the faith of Christ? We're not trusting in the works of the law, but in the faith of our Savior. That is why we are eternally secure. Our salvation is secure, for the faith of the Savior is secure. We are not looking to the law for salvation, but looking to the Savior and Him alone. Consider what Romans chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 says. Listen closely. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. The scripture is plain. It leaves no doubt. Anyone trying to get saved by the works of the law is lost and cannot get saved, because the law cannot save us. If the law could have saved us, then there would have been no reason for Christ to have died on the cross. Galatians 2:21 says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. The fact we have to face is salvation comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. To believe or teach otherwise is to frustrate the grace of God. This then concludes part 1 of 5 of our lesson on backsliding. Make sure and join us for the next lesson. Bye for now.